This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3030 for Friday, the 13th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled, My New Samsung Tablet. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 28 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a general discussion about my new 10.5-inch Samsung Galaxy tablet.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us on these here intertubes. Hacker Public Radio is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why not pick up a microphone like I'm doing right now and send in a show? I'm sure you must have something interesting worthwhile talking about. If everybody contributed to the show, we'd have loads to go around. Come on, give it a go, you know you can. So, anyway, this is off the cuff sort of podcast. You may have worked out currently in my car. Ooh, it's a bit kicky too, isn't it? And driving to work. I'll try to stay upbeat, but this is my first day back after the festive season. I don't know when I'll get into actually uploading this to HPR. So it's the 3rd of January. I should have been back yesterday, but couldn't face it. So made a decision not to go in yesterday, but I can't put it off any longer, so going in today. Travelling into the city centre, Edinburgh. It's currently 13 minutes past 6 according to my car clock. It's 5 degrees centigrade, but it's quite still. You know, the weather's it's mild. That's the first time of year, I suppose, and it's dry. So that's the main thing. So I came into possession of a new device that I got at Christmas. I think this isn't going to be a review as such, but just my thoughts on this new device. I think I'm probably a bit of a fussy person. or should I say, I don't handle change terribly well. I think I like things to stay the same. I think we all tend to be a bit like that, but some more so than others. So it's a new tablet. This device, I've got a new Android tablet. my previous tablet was a Nexus 7, probably around 2013, so it's quite an, for a tablet, it's probably quite old. It still functions fine. It's been a truly magnificent tablet, as far as tablets are concerned. But the battery life is a bit, it's not as good as it used to be. So, yeah. So it wasn't actually a Christmas gift as such, but it was just something that came my way. So the tablet in question, my new tablet, is a Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.5 2018. So it's an old model, but it's brand new to me. It's brand new. It's a brand new tablet. At first I thought, well, when I started using it, I thought, well, that's a huge big screen. It's after being used to this 7-inch tablet, it's quite a change going from that to a 10.5. The first thing that amazed me was the battery life. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's just insane how long the battery lasts. I guess I've just, the Nexus has just gradually got worse and worse, and I guess that maybe makes it seem more extreme than it would otherwise, I suppose. But it does last a heck of a long time. I think when I'm back at work, I'm going to charge of it once a week or something daft like that, I think. Well, we'll see how it goes, but so that's the first thing. Battery life is fantastic. The next thing I noticed was that when I first got the tablet, there's usually three buttons on an Android tablet at down the bottom of the screen, and certainly for the Nexus and most other devices, the left button takes you back to the previous screen. The middle button is a home button, and the right button is a task button. Well, Samsung have those remapped so that the task button's on the left and the back button is on the right. There is actually an option to change it, and I did end up changing it. And but being a bigger screen, I can kind of see the logic that maybe you might use the back button more than you might use a task button, so you don't have to stretch so far over. Anyway, I've kept it a traditional way with the back button on the left. And talking about task switchers, with the Nexus, when you switch tasks, you get, it's almost, I think this is quite normal way of doing things. Again, it's obviously the Nexus 7 is running a very old version of Android now. So you get one task or one application laying on top of each other, like a stack of cards almost. And the Samsung tablet did this as well initially. But the way that the applications were overlapped, basically the front application on the stack was, you know, almost down near the bottom of the page, and the second application was right near the top of the page. So with this huge big screen, you were wasting heck of a lot of space. You know, with the Nexus, you were maybe seeing three or four applications at once because they were evenly distributed throughout the length of the page, rather than a great big step, which was completely unnecessary, and it meant that you needed to swipe quite a lot to go through the tasks. But there were some updates came to the Samsung tablet after turning it on, and it sort of gives you a kind of tiled layout, which is certainly better than the previous setup. But of course, if you've got more than six tasks open, then you've got to scroll left and right. And I don't find that quite as intuitive, and more swiping required. So I think I prefer the Nexus from that point of view, because I can fairly often have more than six applications open. That's me just joining the city bypass. It's pleased to report it's very quiet. So the next thing I would say is that the screen I believe it's not the highest resolution, but I actually perfectly happy with it from that point of view. It seems sharp enough. It's not fuzzy or dotty or pixelated or anything like that. It seems at least as good as an Nexus. But what I found is that the comfortable viewing brightness so the comfortable viewing brightness seems very low down the scale, so it means that it seemed incredibly bright, and in fact I turned the brightness up just briefly. There's actually a segment at the top where it goes orange on the slider, and I could just about feel the retinas of my eyes burning out. It was so bright. I mean, I could actually feel the heat on my face almost. It's just astoundingly bright. So, you know, I mean, I've used my Nexus 7 outside in the garden, and I think the Nexus 7 at the time had above average brightness display, but this Samsung is just takes it to a completely different level. But it means that they could do with it being a bit more logarithmic. You know, they could stretch out the bottom section so that it's less sensitive. And you know, when you're up at the top end, surely that doesn't need to be so smoothed out. You know, I feel that it makes it a little bit tricky to set the brightness. And there's an auto brightness feature where there's obviously a sensor, a tablet that adaptively adjusts the brightness. But I found that it never seemed to get it quite right, and I end up fiddling with the brightness control. So I found that it's actually better to turn that off. I still have to adjust it, but not as much. Whereas with the Nexus, I just set it and virtually never needed to touch it at all, unless I was out in the garden. So I guess there may be a bit more refinement in the Nexus software compared to the Galaxy. Well, I suppose it's just there's pros and cons to everything, I suppose. I just don't like change. It could just be that, couldn't it? You've also got a kind of mode where you can cut back the blue light content, so it makes it a more, sort of changes the, what do they call it, the temperature of the display, makes it a bit more orangey sort of thing for night viewing. In fact, I leave that on all the time, to tell you the truth, just to soften it a bit. Again, maybe it's because the Nexus has aged over the years, gradually, you know, it just seems so bright and white, you know. And in fact, there's a mode you can set so that a certain time it goes to a black and white mode to make it gentler on your eyes. There's a kind of feature in there you can turn on. I don't know why they don't allow you to turn the reduced blue at night at a certain time. That seems more useful, but they don't. It just goes to black and white mode, you know, grey, kind of grey mode. For some reason, I seem to suffer from eye fatigue with this tablet. I don't know why. I so I've reduced the brightness, I've turned the blue content off or down, I should say. And the most recent thing I did was increase the zoom. And so it's basically the increase the font sizes and whatnot. And I found it quite difficult to see the time on the top edge of the screen. I found that was a, not only was it a bit small to start with, but it was also not a good contrast against the top task bar or whatever you call it along the top of the screen. It was much clearer on the Nexus, so you end up squinting trying to look at the time. I also came into possession of a pair of Bluetooth earbuds, and this is a new experience for me. So they come in a wee pouch. I think Apple do something like this. So the pouch thing, can charge the earbuds, so it must have an internal battery in the box that they sit in. The earbuds themselves don't, the battery doesn't last terribly long. I guess that the idea is that once you finish listening, you pop them back in the box, hit the button, and it tops them back up again. And so it has a bigger battery in the actual box that holds the buds. The sound quality itself, it's clear enough, but it's certainly lacking in bass, even more so than normal cheap earbuds are very, really quite tinny. Perfectly good for listening to podcasts and voice content, in fact very good for that, but not great for music due to the lack of bass. The thing that did amaze me with these earbuds is the range. I've got a wee Bluetooth speaker which I have used occasionally for listening. I might listen to sometimes listen to amateur radio stuff sometimes at the weekend, just to get that sort of thing. And I had to make sure not to pull the tablet too far from this Bluetooth speaker that I would cut out. You know, I've seen me sitting with a tablet in the hallway, and that way I can go between the bathroom and the bedroom, keep it not too far apart. But if you just see a tiny bit too much, then the link is broken and then that's it. And I assumed that these earbuds would be the same. And gradually, as I was trying them out, I was kind of increasing the range. And actually, what I discovered was that the range seems to be ridiculous. And I don't know. I'm guessing it must be something to do with the tablet as well. This is on the new tablet, because obviously it's transmitting a digital signal from the tablet to the earbuds. So maybe it's a Samsung tablet. I must try the speaker on that and see how it goes, but the upshot is that I've found that I can go, it seems to be anywhere in the house, you know, upstairs, downstairs, any room, and the Bluetooth is flawless. Not a crackle, not a glitch, nothing, not a dropout, it's just insane. So I was always under the impression that Bluetooth was very short distance. And you know, it doesn't sound, you don't get that like digital compression sort of gurgly sort of sound that you get, so the quality is really quite good. I think these things were a cheap pair of these fake Apple earbuds, but it's not for Apple, it's just a generic thing. I think they're something like £20 reduced. They were certainly worth that. Mrs. X that came up with these, so thank you, Mrs. X. I don't know how I'm going to get on with this tablet. I guess only time will tell. But I do seem to suffer from eye strain. That's the biggest problem. I'm probably just a fussy devil. That's what's behind all this. I think if there's anything else about the tablet that I can comment on. I thought because the screen is so large, I could almost use it almost like a laptop. And I was actually listening to an episode of Plateau. It was one of his older ones, because it takes me ages to catch up. And he was talking about his hatred of touch screens, and I can certainly sympathise. That they're okay for consuming content, and that's really what they're all about. But I find entering text a real pain. I really dislike entering text. Although it is easier with a bigger screen, I must admit, I'm finding that. I mean, I can use the, you can swipe to enter text. I can do that, and that's often what I do. And obviously you can talk to the thing and correct the errors, you can do that. And I think, I don't know if it's a feature with the Google keyboard or not, but I think you can swipe your finger along the space bar and a cursor appears on the screen and moves left and right, so you can change the cursor position by sliding your finger along the space bar. And this also works on the Samsung as well, but I have a funny feeling it's to do with the Google keyboard. What I did notice is when I do that with a Samsung, a wee bubble appears in the screen with a magnified section to make it easier to see precisely where the cursor is on the screen. That's really nice. That's a really nice feature. I like that. It simplifies the positioning the cursor to make corrections and whatnot. But the upshot is, you really just can't beat a flaming keyboard, since the death of the sign that got rid of the keyboard and the triple EPC with its wee keyboard, everything's touchscreen now, really. So anyway, I got myself a Bluetooth keyboard for this tablet, and it was a cheap thing. And it actually works really well. It's got a nice feel to it. It's got illuminated keys, so you could use it in the dark if you wanted. I really find I can type really quite well with this keyboard, really quite comfortably. Whether I'd want to do a huge amount of coding or writing a novel on it is another matter, but it is a bit bendy and flexible, but it's solid enough, I've no idea what range it's got. I don't suppose you could use it around the whole house, but then how could you see the screen if you separate it that far apart, But yeah, it's quite handy if I was wanting to type a longer email or send a long sentence to somebody, you know. I'm not really a social media kind of person. I just tend to view things on a tablet. It's just a handy thing to pick up and look at, and, you know, what's the news headlines, what's the weather, that sort of thing. You've got the convenience that you just open it and it's instantly on, and shut it and it's instantly shut. You don't need to reboot it or hardly ever. You know, it's just a convenient device for consuming content. So that was it. The new tablet, the earbuds, and the blue screen? Bluetooth keyboard. I think that was everything, really. I felt this was a heck of a waffle. I think I'm going to have to maybe trim this down a bit or cut this out. I don't know, we'll see. I'm not at work yet. I'm maybe about 10 minutes away. The traffic's been quite light. Sure, I've been for a shock when I travel home tonight. Not being used to the heavy traffic. I've hardly driven. I've been off, I don't know, 2.5 weeks, something like that. And hardly driven in that whole time. So it feels a bit strange being back in my old car. Everything seems to work. I'm glad it started. I got a new car battery was it last year? Because it was struggling. It wasn't struggling as such, but it was turning over pretty slowly. So you could tell that the battery was labouring. And I always think, well, there's no point prolonging these things and just trying to. Because I knew that I was going to get cut out in the middle of the winter and the car wouldn't start, so I just got a new battery and made a huge difference. But anyway, I think that's about it for this episode. I want to thank you very much for listening to it. Hopefully you didn't find it too boring. I'm trying to make it sound upbeat. But at this time of the morning, and first day back at work, it's been tricky. Oh dear, I'm going to fall asleep, I think. Not a good idea when I'm behind the wheel. Anyway, thanks again. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye. Something like that.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekkar Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.